Hello, and welcome to the Love Wide Open podcast. I am Heidi Dallaire, your host. Here we discuss all things life and love, getting you out of your busy head and back in touch with your heart, where you can truly grow, evolve, and learn self-love so that ultimately you can love others and help them along their journey. I'm the managing and publishing editor of lovewideopen.com, the self-development and resource website, the creator of Love Wide Open on all social media channels, an alternative healthcare practitioner and heart space coach, and the author of Roots and Tendrils, a poetic journey through the highs of love and the lows of heartbreak that ultimately lead to self-love. Let's go hold some heart space together. Episode 49, Fear, Vulnerability, Courage. Ooh, you know, we hear a lot about vulnerability these days. It's taken me a long time myself to learn or understand what vulnerability really is. You know, it's not yelling, "I'm a sucker for a cherry cheesecake," and then running off. It's not that. It's continually showing up for yourself and to be seen as yourself. Vulnerability is all about showing up for yourself in life and being seen. And that is so hard to do when we are so fearful and scared about what other people might think. And there's the key, what other people might think about us. And that is fear. We often associate some things with vulnerability. We associate weakness or fear or hurt, perhaps even betrayal with being vulnerable. But let's get really clear about it right now. Vulnerability is not weakness. Actually, vulnerability and being true and showing up and being seen in your authentic self is immensely, I mean, it embodies strength. It takes great courage and strength to show up vulnerable. Vulnerability, or the lack of knowing how to be truly vulnerable without fearing an outcome, can have this effect on you over life, that if we are always hiding ourselves or fearful of what others may think, we may fail to completely appreciate and dive deep into intimacy and close relationships. Everyone is vulnerable, no matter what, no matter how much we try to avoid it at times, everybody will be vulnerable. We come into this world as vulnerable, and we carry it through our whole childhood, and that at some point as we are moving out of childhood, all of a sudden we abandon our ability to be vulnerable because of other outside influences that say, "Ooh, vulnerability is a weakness. Vulnerability is a weakness. Protect yourself. Vulnerability is a weakness." When in actuality, that is not true, because most of us have realized as we get through later in life that as we have built these barricades around ourselves, that we hope that people can actually still see in. We hope that they can see the person that we are becoming inside, although we have erected these great walls in front of ourselves to protect us. Who can see in through all of that armor? No one can. I believe we truly need to accept our vulnerability and be courageous in how we act to become who we are or to stay who we are. You know, we come into this world as who we are, and we start creating at a small age, and then somehow our creativity may get stifled unless we are pointed in the correct directions through the right people. And so we come in so vulnerable and ready to express and sometimes just hurt can cause us to close up. You know, and then maybe that's our mission as we get older, is to actually just tear down these walls, to stick our fingers in the holes of the cracks of our armor and the walls that we have built, this barricade we've built, and pull it so far apart, pull it apart so people can truly see who we are. You know, and that's what happens when we open, when we become vulnerable, when we love wide open, when we open our hearts. What happens? Oh my God, we actually start to heal. So I truly believe vulnerability is this big, courageous act of saying, "Hi, this is me, and I'm standing in front of you, and I will not be moved. I will continue to be this person, and I will continue to be vulnerable, because being vulnerable is saying, I'm going to do this without worry of the outcome. I don't know what the outcome will be, and I'm not going to worry about the outcome, because that outcome, if I worry about it, is fear, and then I'll stop. I'll start trying to be somebody you want me to be instead of standing right here, vulnerable in front of you, standing steadfast in my courage, open, and saying, it will be what it will be."
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Embracing your vulnerability is your greatest strength. It involves healing the, maybe not necessarily broken, but bent or fractured pieces of ourselves. Vulnerability allows us to pull those fractured pieces together and truly become the whole being that we are, because we've always been whole. We've just allowed some pieces to be slightly broken, and we can mend those. Vulnerability is your story. When we are vulnerable, we share our story. And when we share our story, we heal. And when we share our story, we connect with someone else, because someone else says, "Oh my God, me too." Or, "Wow, you've been there." Or, "Oh my gosh, I have felt that way once." It connects us in a gigantic, gigantic way, and shows us that all of our flaws are absolutely 100% beautiful. Being vulnerable says, here they are. I've made mistakes. I will continue to make mistakes, but I will learn from them. And I will continue to be vulnerable and courageous and move on and say, I will be better next time. I can do this better because I've learned what that's done to me and someone else. I often believe that sometimes suffering in ways exposes us to vulnerability. And it does two things, as I've talked about through this, that allows us to either cover them up with a shield or allows us to speak about them in a most vulnerable way, to either one, help ourselves so that we can help someone else. Rawness, courage, vulnerability. These are all things that push fear away. I'm not saying that being out there isn't somewhat fearful, or that we might have trepidation. But what we do is we take that, we say, fear doesn't rule my life. I am going to step past it and say, you are behind me, and you will not determine the outcome. Because if I let fear determine the outcome, it's going to go in several different ways. If I just allow myself to be me and sit there, wow, What an act of courage. So that's where I implore you, right, to step into the vastness of your heart, to say, my heart is so big that nothing can hurt me. Nothing can hurt me because I cannot be moved. I will stand with vulnerability and courage to move forward in my true, authentic self and not be fearful what others may think of me. And when you do that, what happens? You are completely then surrounded by people who say, I see you, I hear you. And those are the people that you surround yourself with always. Everyone else, let them go. And on the flip side, we have to be leery of then what our mind does, what our head does, that our ego doesn't rise up and say, oh, hey, I have to protect myself. I have to protect my image. I have to protect what people think of me. Allow vulnerability to be your strength instead. Take courage. Take a leap of faith. Don't let fear rule who you truly are on the inside. Be the creator, the lover, the person that you truly are and want to be. And say, wow, these other people have done it. I can do it too. Share your story. That's a wrap up for episode 49. If you'd like to reach me and talk about any further episodes or this one, I can be reached at heidi@lovewideopen.com or hello@heididallaire.com. I would love to hear from you. Have a great day. Thank you for listening to another episode of Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. You can find me and more Love Wide Open resources at Love Wide Open or Heidi Dallaire on Facebook and other social media platforms, or heididallaire.com, and my personal blog under Heartspace Lessons at lovewideopen.com. Thanks so much. Sending lots of love.